How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back to share some more ideas to live a healthy, conscious life. So today our topic is on slowing down, because as everybody is very aware of nowadays, or maybe not even aware of, but in the back of their head they know that this is an issue now, is that our society is just so fast-paced, right? Everything just keeps progressing at an exponential rate that now it's just second nature for us, right? This rat race that we're in is just so fast, and being familiar, we're not conscious of it anymore. You're never really conscious of the familiar. You become comfortable with it, that you don't even notice it anymore. So that's why our topic today is just on slowing down, deliberately slowing down. Because just by slowing down, it will be an unfamiliar thing for you. And by being unfamiliar, you become conscious of it, because we are conscious, more conscious with the unfamiliar. So our goal here in our self-development journey is to become more conscious. So by deliberately slowing down, you will be introducing an element to help you become more conscious and aware. By deliberately slowing down some of the things in your life, it will help you become more conscious and aware. So just a few ideas on how you can slow down in your just day-to-day life. So one simple idea is just with walking. Just slow down to half the pace that you're normally walk. And when you do this, by slowing down, like I said, it will be unfamiliar, because if your usual pace, like with me and my wife always tells me, like, slow down, because I am a fast walker compared to her. So when I walk at her pace, which is a lot slower than mine, it helps you become aware in different ways that you're not accustomed to, because, you know, our bodies have their own intelligence, their own muscle memory. So in deliberately slowing down your body and, you know, the body-mind connection as well, you will become aware of your body in new ways, and you will become aware of your mind in new ways. So when you slow down your pace of your walk, you will then be able to notice yourself walking. So just notice yourself walking. Because as most people, let's say in the city, and this rat race that I spoke about, everybody's just buzzing around, just moving around, and not even aware of themselves doing it. So that's an easy one. Just by slowing down your walking, your pace, it will help you to become aware of new things. And when you're walking and you slow down your pace and notice yourself walking, take the opportunity to then notice your surroundings in new ways, because with your increased awareness now, by disengaging from an automatic behavior, it will release awareness and consciousness to be available for you to just become aware of your simple existence in the moment as you're walking, and then to also take in your environment much more consciously. And as you do this, try to keep sensation on your body, and just don't forget who is walking. You know, don't forget the intelligence that is cognizing this experience. So try to become aware of your inner world and outer world simultaneously as you're doing this. And I wrote an article on this. I did a video on this, on how to divide your attention in the special way that I'm just talking about right now. So if you want to check that video out, it's how to not be a smartphone zombie. Check that video out, that would be helpful. And what's another way? Okay, another way is also just to pause a few seconds before you respond when you're talking. So when you're conversating with somebody or with people, you know, just take a short pause, because you're just trying to interrupt a lot of this mechanical habits. I mean, like when I go to a coffee shop and I just see people just gossiping, and you see that it's just kind of like a broken record, you know, the gossiping. It's just an unconscious, automatic habit that just, you know, it's a broken record. And it's funny because when something does interrupt this broken record, because it is not a conscious habit, most people aren't even aware of what they're talking about. You know, they forget their train of thought because it's not conscious, and they realize that, or they don't realize it was just an unconscious process, and they really don't have any awareness of the words coming out of their mouth. So by just pausing before you actually speak, it will help you to become aware of your thinking process and also just to become more aware of what you're about to say. So that's another little simple idea to incorporate. And the last little tip is just to, yeah, with your hands, just to slow down your movements with your hands. You know, when I first moved to Asia, that was another thing that was very interesting, was because I never had to use chopsticks before. I never became proficient. You know, like I'd eat Asian food back in America, but I always used a fork and spoon, you know. But by using the chopsticks for the first time, you know, I had to train myself. And because I had to train myself, you know, just by doing that, it's, you know, it brings a whole different awareness to my body, because I never had to use my body in that way. And I had to just, I was a lot slower in my movements. So it just brought a whole different awareness to that. So you can try things like that, you know, try to do the maybe chopsticks if you've never used them, and just be deliberately slower with your movements. So when you're reaching for things, just be aware that you're doing that, and by slowing down your movements, it will bring a different quality to it. It will bring a different experience to it that you will get additional insight into your own inner experience. So those are just the three simple ideas, guys. So the message for today is just to slow down and smell the roses, as they say. And just by doing that, it will bring a whole different dimension to your normal experience, because as we said, you know, we have now become a society of where it's just speed. It's all about speed. And since it's become a familiar thing, we've become lost in that world of speed. So just learn to take a step back from all that, and it will definitely help you on your self-development journey. So that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you found some value in some of those ideas. So if you are new to my channel, subscribe, share my content. I really appreciate it. And wherever you are in the world, take care. Have a good day. Peace.